Our scripture reading today, Joshua 1:9, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Our second scripture is 2 Timothy 1:7. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind."
Again, I just pray that the words, God, will be a blessing to those who are here in attendance and those who listen by podcast, God, that it would speak to their lives, bless them, and help them to carry on through the week. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, so this week, we are getting ready to go into a new season in our country. And so I kind of wanted to just address that a little bit, but more so the whole new season that we're going to in our lives and how sometimes fears come to stop us. Fears come to rob us of our peace, fear and anxiety. And I just want to talk about that a little bit today. But in honor of Martin Luther King holiday tomorrow, I found just a little quote that he has. It was from the March on Washington. And he talks about fear. He says, "We must build dikes of courage to hold back the flood of fear." So we have to be building that to stop that fear. And what I want to talk about today is I believe we can use the word of God to help us to combat fear, combat anxiety when things come at us that we are just not sure about. We can use the word of God. And so I'm going to have a lot of scriptures today. And if you like them, I can get you a copy of them so that you can refer back to them throughout the year. Because this year, like I said, it's going to be our year of love, but we're also going to be fighting back that spirit of fear and not giving into it, but resisting that spirit that may come to try and distract you, to make you afraid, to scare you, to thinking that you have no power in this situation. But you know, that song, when I was picking it, I knew that it was nice. But to me, while I was sitting here, I just kept feeling like, yes, God, no matter what we face, you will take care of us. And so, that's a song I'm going to hold on to this year for that reason. But this week, I can't share the whole testimony because it's not mine to share, but it was just an example of this. And I know it's like, of course, the enemy knows what I'm going to talk about this week. So each week, it seems like I kind of have to fight and challenge that thing before I can present it to you. Because I like to be transparent. But this week, a member of our family, one of our grandkids, my mom would be my mother's great grandchild, had some issues that had us all in so much fear. We were so afraid. We didn't know what was going to happen. We were so powerless. That's the word, really. We were so powerless that it began to create this fear of what will happen. What are we going to do? What can we do? And, you know, I began to hear my mom's voice, and her voice was, "God didn't give you a spirit of fear." And so we got together and we got on the phone and we do a video chat, and we all got together and we started praying. We just started praying because we didn't have an answer. We didn't know, but something needed to be done immediately. It needed to be done immediately or it would have been tragic. And so we started to pray, and we had to put it in God's hands. We had to not give in to the spirit of fear, because I tell you what, the enemy will paint a picture for you of the worst things that can happen. And then half of the family watches the ID channel. So we could, you know, we could just picture all of these crazy things happening that you see on TV. And so, but we did not give in to fear. He gave us that scripture, Timothy, and I'm going to read it here in just a minute. But the outcome was amazing for us. We knew that it was God. My sister called me yesterday and she said, "It's all good. It's all good. God has worked it out." And I can't actually share it, like I said, because it's not my testimony to share. But God, he took care of us. He took care of my family member. He took care of us. And so I am just so grateful. I was so relieved. I said, "God, you told us not to fear. I'll take care of you. I've got you. Don't fear." And so that's what I want to talk about today. Just for a little while, like I said, I want to give you a few scriptures that you can use this year when the enemy starts to paint a picture of doom and gloom, to paint a picture that tragedy is coming or that things aren't going to work out or whatever it may be. I want you to take these scriptures, use these scriptures to build up, like the quote from Martin Luther King said. He said, he says, courage to hold back the flood of fear. For us, it's going to be through scripture to hold back that flood of fear that might come at you. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we do. We face so many issues. And the first thing we go to is fear, which is normal because we don't have an answer. We can't control it. You know how hard it is when you can't actually control a situation when you like to control things, you know? Come on, I am. I love to be in control. And then I feel like, oh, I can't answer it. I don't have the answer. I can't. And I have to calm down and remember that he didn't give us a spirit of fear. And we are going to face some things this year. There'll be some things, there'll be good times and there'll be not so good times. But we can't fall into the fear of it. We have to use our word, use the word of God. Those books that I gave you, if you start to feel a little anxious, go turn to those books and look up a scripture that can help you for that day. And meditate on that scripture that can help you to walk through that anxiety, to walk through that fear. My second scripture today, and I'm going to go through them kind of fast because there are a lot of them, but it's Joshua 1:9. And it says, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Now, this is another area of fear that we might walk into. Life changes. Things in life change. You all know my life, what's going on, and how I had to step into just a totally different life than I was living before. And that's scary. That's a little frightening. And that's what Joshua was going through. Moses had passed away. Joshua is in charge, and he's got to go through and get them through to the promised land. Now they're on the other side of the wilderness, and Moses has done a great job. Now he has to step into those shoes. That is so hard and fearful, and it brings anxiety. But the Lord told him, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. He said, do not fear. Be strong and courageous. And that's what I submit to you today. As we go through these issues and the changes that may happen in your life, because we all face changes, we all go through life changes. You may have to move to, you know, you may have to downsize. Or, you know, you may have to take in grandkids. Or, you know, you just never know what's going to happen in this life. Or, you know, you may leave your job, or you may start a new job, or whatever that brings you anxiety, like Joshua was feeling. God commands you, be strong and courageous. No, I'm with you. I will not leave you. Just like the song says, God will take care of you. Whatever you may step into, whatever may happen in this year. And I just called it that, no fear in this year, because it rhymed. I thought it was kind of neat. So no fear in this year. And it's a good meditation that you can use, you know, or a mantra if you have to. Whatever you have to do to fight through fear so that you can live your fullest life, your life to the fullest, to the most abundant, which is what his word says. He came that we might have life and have it have it more abundantly. And that just means to live it, not letting anything stop you, not letting fear limit you or hold you down. And so as we go into, you know, we have this transition coming up, we're not sure what's going to happen. We don't know what we're going to face as far as the political world is concerned. But even in our daily lives, we're not sure always what we're going to face. I want to encourage you that God's going to take care of you, that you can use his word, as the poem said, to hold back those flood of fears that may come, because the enemy is going to paint you a picture. How many have had him play it out in your mind until you know, just something very simple, but then you play it all the way out until it's just disastrous, right? And then usually it's not even that. It's never really quite that, but the enemy is very good at painting that picture. We want to use the word this year, the word of God, to combat those. When he tries to tell you it's not going to work, you say, nope. My scripture, when he tells you you're not going to make it, you can't do this. Psalms 23:4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Have you ever felt like you were in the shadow of death? Have you ever felt like that? This is specifically to people who may have been sick or the enemy told you you were sick. You know, just a few weeks ago, I had to do all of these heart tests because I was not feeling just right. And the enemy tried to tell me, he said, now, wouldn't that be something? You only got to live a year past your mom. You know, he painted this picture. And I was like, no, God, you've got things for me to do. I had to go through the word. No, you promised. But he'll paint that picture. You know, even when I was sick before, when I had cancer, the same thing. He tries to paint that picture. But no, we have to fall on his word. It says he's with us, even in the shadow of death, is what it says. And I love Psalms 23. And, you know, it's one that most people know, but I'm going to read it again. Yea, though I walk through the very valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I will fear no evil, because you are with me. He is with us. No matter what you're going through, no matter what we go through, no matter what it looks like, we have to turn off the news sometimes. We have to turn it off. And say, no, I don't hear you. What do the kids say? I don't hear you. Hear it. Because God is with me. No matter what it looks like, he is with me. He says he'll take care of me. He says he's going to fight for me. And that's what we have to walk in that. You have to remember that and fall on, and you know, not fall on it, but lean into it. Find your word. Again, I'm just going to keep saying it because I felt it's so important today that we use the word of God to help us to combat fear. No fear this year. Can you say it with me? No fear this year. It sounds good to say it because it rhymes, right? I just like the way it sounds. But no fear this year. We're not going to walk in fear. We are going to trust that God has us right in the palm of his hand, that he is taking good. He will take care of you. No matter what. I love that song. I really like that song. It's just been in my head. It's over all the way. No matter what you go through, he's going to take care of you. Now, Isaiah 41 and 10 is my all-time favorite scripture. And it's because through my life, but especially when I was sick and when I was trying to get through school, my mom gave me this scripture and I just hold it. I have it committed to memory. Because it was so helpful to me in those dark times when it felt like I wasn't going to make it, when I really was afraid that things weren't going to work out or that I wasn't going to make it through, that I wasn't going to live or that, you know, whatever it may be, it began to be my partner, you know, in the middle of the night, I would go to scripture and it just was a blessing to me. And so I want to encourage you, if it's the one that works, that's great, but know that He's never going to leave us. He said, I'm never going to leave you. I'm going to be with you. So do not fear. Isaiah 41 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. No matter what you go through. He says, don't fear. I am with you. I will uphold you. When it feels like you're drowning, when it feels like you're not going to make it, when it feels like all the odds are against you, he is with you. He says, fear not, for I am with you. And you have to, if you have to just have conversations with him, I told you guys, if you see me driving around, you're going to see me having conversations. I'm talking to God while I'm out there doing my whatever I have to do. I'm like, okay, God, and we need to do this. And how am I going to handle this? And God, help me to do this. And I'm just talking with him. He's comforting me. He's guiding me. He's directing me. Whatever you need to do to get in close with him, this is a really good year to build your relationship with the Lord, to get in close with him. Because there may be things that shake you a little bit. You know, there may be things that go on that shake you a little bit. But when you know that he takes care of you, when you know that he has you wrapped right in his arms, he has you under the shadow of his wing is what the word says. When he has you like that, you're good. And to get to that point, you just got to spend some time with him. You have to get up in the morning and talk to him. You have to talk to him as you're driving on your way to go do errands. You have to talk to him when you get home in the evening. You have to just spend that time with him. allowing him to fill you up so that you're not nervous. You know, you have confidence in him that he's going to take care of you. I could have almost called the sermon that, because that's what it's becoming as I'm talking here. But it's that God will take care of you. And you can have that confidence. The more time you spend with him, the more time you use the word to combat those spirits and those feelings of anxiety and those feelings of fear. Use the word to strengthen you and to comfort you. Philippians 4:6. These are kind of his instructions on what to do. He says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the God of peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus in everything you do. He's saying, don't get anxious, just pray. Tell him about it and watch him do it. We really have you. It was very serious. And but we had no control over the situation whatsoever. There was nothing we could do. It could have been very detrimental. We had to submit our petition to him. We had to pray, God, you have to handle this. And he did it in like 2 days. So when he wants to move fast, he can. And then other times you have to go through the process, you know, and you're like, why is it taking 10 years? But because when he wants to, he can. And when he has to, he will. But you have to do that. Pray. Put your petition out to him. Let him know, God, this is what I need. This is how I'm feeling. I'm anxious about this, God. Please help me. You know, give me peace. And it says his peace will transcend all understanding. As you lay out your petition to him, as you give the prayer to him, and you pray and tell him what it is you need, he'll give you that time because you're putting all your trust in him. God will take care of you. He will take care of you. And now, my last scripture that I want to leave you with today is Galatians 5:1. It says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And fear is the yoke of bondage. That's that bondage that holds you. It has you captive when you're so afraid and you don't know what to do. You don't know what your next step, you know, you don't know what your step is. The enemy has painted such a picture for you of destruction and doom. And we have to fight through that. But he's saying, once you've been set free, once you start to use your word to help you, to give you peace in your times of trouble, he said, don't go back to it again. Don't go back to fear. He said, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. Once you're set free, stay free. Continue to use the word. Continue to grow and use his word to give you peace. His word. Have you ever just read the word and then thought, oh, you just took like, oh, I could exhale. He's got me. He's going to take care of this. And just felt relief from it. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that that's what these scriptures, they're such good scriptures on. I'm not fearing. I'm hoping that through this year, you'll to refer back to those. Or like I said, go to the promise book and look for scriptures that will give you peace when the enemy tries to bring you distress, when he tries to discourage you, when he tries to bring fear and anxiety. I mean, anxiety is not good for us anyway, but God says he'll give us peace. He says, I will take care of you. God will take care of you. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, that you will take care of us, God. Just as the song said, over all the way, whatever we're going through, you will take care of us. You're sending proof, God. We're seeing it. We're seeing how you take care of us. And God, as we go fully into the year 2025, we ask that you would walk with us, God, that you would talk with us, that you would guide us, that you would be our direction, God, that you would open doors for us that need to be open, but God, you would close those that don't mean us any good, God. And we thank you for that. We thank you, God, that you would give us a spirit of discernment today, God, to understand and be aware things come, to know, be aware and ahead. We'll have the eye to see into the spirit. Give praise, God, that you are concerned with us, God. Lord, that you will take care of us, that you will take care of every situation, and we thank you for it. God, today we do pray, God, for all of members, those who may not be here due to weather or illness. God, we lift them all up to you today. We ask that you would bless them, each one. God, you know exactly what they're going through. And we ask that you would be their peace, God, that you would be their healer, that you would be their deliverer today, God. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. There's no one like you today, God. We give you praise, God. I thank you, Lord, for each person who was on our prayer list, God, that you would bless and meet each one of them at their point of need. And we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, that there will be a peaceful transfer tomorrow of power, God, that then you would fill up the new administration, God, that you would give them your spirit, that they would walk in what you would have for us, God, that they would talk in what you would have for us. And we thank you for it. And we do ask that you would bless the past administration as well as they go into their next life. God, you would be with them and direct them as they go and do what it is you'd have them to do. And we thank you for it, God. We do thank you. We do praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory. You're so wonderful. You're such a wonderful God. And we just thank you today. We thank you. Thank you. We thank you. We thank you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.